Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, You're in the Thoughts. It's broadcasting from...
Hello?
Hi, caller.
Good.
Wow, we're starting quick.
Yeah, we're trying to take that stuff out, but actually it's working 1,000 times better than the system worked before, and I can break in cleanly now, but sometimes the caller's phone line will mess up every now and again if it's between 2 and 4.
Yep.
And so it'll give that noise every now and again. We'll try to cut that down for you. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay, Don. Hi, caller.
Hello.
What's your name? What's your name?
Evelyn.
Evelyn?
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've only been listening to the show a couple times. I just caught sight of it not too long ago.
Good. Well, welcome to the show. I'm glad you found us. Tell your friends about us.
Oh, I will.
Okay. I'll just give you a general reading, I guess, what I'm feeling for you.
Okay.
How's that?
Great.
Okay. Surrounded with financial issues right off the bat.
Yeah.
They're going to get better. You're going to go into the end of May. I feel doing good. But for the next, I'd say... at least another 2 weeks is going to be a little scary, and I feel like my head is spinning. I feel dizzy. I feel very worried about something. I feel a lot of nerve-wracking type activity going on around me.
Yeah, there is.
Okay, it's going to get better. About 2 weeks.
Oh, in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I feel like something's going to come through. You're going to go into the middle of May, end of May, I believe, doing a lot better financially.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but it's going to be a little nerve-wracking for probably another 2 weeks. Then you'll start seeing it getting better. Okay?
Right. Well, it's been nerve-wracking for years, so.
Well, something's going to come through for you. I feel like it's something you initiated already, too. I'm feeling like something...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you been looking for something or trying for something?
Well, no, but my husband just went to some kind of a stock market thing, seminar. I wonder if that would be along those lines.
Interesting.
Other than that, everything's been kind of the same.
Okay. I would pick up on your hubby and whoever's close to you. Whatever would affect you, I would pick up on.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like maybe he made a good thing there. I would stay with that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also feeling like anybody flirting with starting a business. You've been thinking about it, or
he has been self-employed. I do work at a job, but he is self-employed, but.
Oh, I see.
When you're self-employed, you can work and work and work, but until you hit something.
Okay, so he is a businessman. Okay, he is a businessman. He has his own business. And that's, I believe, the increase in income is going to him, and it's going to come through his business. I think things will pick up for him.
Oh, okay.
I'm feeling very encouraged with it.
Okay.
Somebody's, he must be a very hard worker because I'm feeling like somebody's a little stressed because of work. So it may be him, and he may want to keep a check on that.
Well, he's had a lot of medical issues.
Yeah.
You know, that have been taking up a lot of time.
Yeah. And I would have him try to take care of himself a little better. Meditate or go for a walk or, you know what I mean? I feel like I want to relax. And I feel like it's going out to him. So I would be careful not to overdo anything.
Right.
Something may come through and it might even be exciting enough where he'd be tempted to overwork. And you want to keep an eye on that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I got to get something up off the ground to a project he might be working on or a special deal.
He's always doing that.
Okay.
I'm just hoping one of them gets off the ground. That's the thing.
There is something. I'm feeling like it's going to take off. Something that he might have been working on already. Also.
Right. Okay.
So.
Okay.
And if not, it's definitely going to be coming through within the next 30 days. Okay. Patience.
Okay.
I'm hearing. Tell you patience.
Okay. So don't get overworked up and panic yet, huh?
No, I'm feeling real good. The only thing I'm worried about is either overworking or overstressing for another 2 weeks.
Well, I think it's more with the overstressing.
Okay, and I'm feeling a victory over something, too. I don't know if you got something in the courts or...
Well, we went to lawyers about some of his medical conditions, but actually as of just, maybe last Friday, we've attempted it over the last 3-4 years, and then, you know, we've been to so many different ones, and they've all said it's just too darn complicated and too expensive. So we just actually finally gave up on trying to pursue that because it was just, you know, it taxes you. It just overwhelms you, and you try, and then you keep getting the same answers.
Okay. Well, this is all going out to the financial side, so...
So it could be a different contract, maybe a business contract versus...
Very much connected to business and also personal achievement. I feel like it's something I might have been working on already or initiated already. So it's something, and I am being pulled to your hubby quite strongly.
Okay.
The relationship is good. I'm getting all good on relationship and family life. I'm feeling warm and good there. And commercial matters. You may even find yourself helping him or doing something with him.
Well, I help him if he needs me, you know, mostly in the office, but...
Okay. I believe something may come through where he may need you to help him, so you could maybe be prepared for that and open-minded for it.
So, if that's the case, do I quit the job on that then and go with that?
I wouldn't change anything other than being alert and balanced and making sure I don't worry or get stressed out.
Okay.
I would let things unfold just the way they're going.
Okay, so we're.
If he looks like he needs help, then you just step in and help him when you can.
Right.
I feel like he's going to be more involved with what he's doing, and it may increase the finances also.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you go. I'll give you some numbers to take with you. We've got a 7, a 10, an 11.
When you get these numbers, I didn't quite understand why. Is it like to play lottery, or is it like to do something on a certain day? Or I noticed you do that, but I didn't know for what reasons.
I would mark them on the calendar, like it's a day of the month, or put a dollar on it and maybe ponder on it. Could be something connected to spirit for you coming through.
Okay, so that could be, like, something happening on those dates?
Just be alert to them. Just be alert to them. Maybe a significance. And we got a lot of callers, so I'll let you go, and thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you very much.
And
bye-bye.
Tell your friends about us.
I will, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, welcome to the show, everyone. And if you'd like to call and get a free psychic reading... The number is 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. Internationally, it would be 1-530-876-3222. Do we have another caller? I'll go to a call. Just keep sending me calls, Don. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Michelle.
Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
I was just wondering what you pick up on me, what you feel for me right now.
Okay. Well, I feel like there's a lot of things going on and will be going on. I'm going to be feeling that looks like it's a night for busy cycles. You got I feel like you're going to have a lot of activity going on around you in the home, in the family, in your life. I just feel like I'm spinning around here, doing a lot of running around.
That's pretty true lately.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling. I'm also feeling that for the next, I'd say the next 2 weeks, it's going to be like up and down for you. I'm also feeling that you're going to be in the right place at the right time. And I feel like this may go to finances or employment or opportunity. Actually, it's going to opportunity.
Okay.
I feel like it's a lucky break or the right person. I bump into them and I'm connected somehow or helped. So
okay.
Be open to all your chance encounters for the next 30 days.
Okay.
Okay, and I am getting opportunity coming to you, but it's going to take a little while longer. Are you looking for work?
I feel like my
money's
going to get better. Well, I own my own business.
You own your own business?
I started back about 6 months ago, and it's been going up and down, but pretty good. I'm just wondering if it's going to get any better or what.
I'm feeling it getting better, and if you didn't tell me you had your own business, that was the next thing that I was going to say to you, that I felt like you were a businesswoman or dabbling in business. I do feel it getting better.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm going into the end of May with this. And do you have a female helping you, a partner?
Yeah. I'm sure
you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm feeling like she's going to be a big help also.
I've known her for about 20 years, so we're like best friends.
Okay, I feel like there's a definite connection there to an increase in your finances and with your business activity.
Okay.
Okay, and I believe the connection may, or the help, or the increase may come from your partner. Or something from her world.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Somebody she knows, or even somebody she bumps into.
Okay.
So between the two of you, you do have opportunity coming, and it's gonna and it increases.
Okay.
Okay. And
what about my relationship?
Relationship. You know, I'm not really getting anything on relationship for some reason. I feel you being more focused on business and income and the financial side of yourself.
Well, that is true lately. That is true.
What's that?
I said that is true. Lately, I have been doing that.
Yeah, and you're going to see a lot more of it. It's going to go on until the end of May, that's for sure.
Okay.
Okay, right. And there's a reason for it. It's because things are going to start taking place for you and start increasing around you.
All
okay,
right,
so you're
great.
you're gonna be busy like working and manifesting financial increases. This
okay.
is where.
Alrighty, that sounds good.
Wait a minute, hang on. Again with your friend. A relationship. Are you in a relationship now? Looking.
I've been in a relationship for almost 6 years, but we've been up and down. I mean, we're still together, but we've just been up and down. And I'm just wondering if you see a job change for him or not.
A job change?
Yeah, he stays on the road a lot, and it's just not working out with us. And he's thinking about doing something closer to the house.
Okay. You know, for some reason, I get a lot of help coming from your friend. I don't know why I'm being pulled to her so strongly.
Well, she has something to do with that, too.
Okay. I feel like she may even help him.
She's really a good friend, and she was trying to help us out. But her husband works for the same company, and I was just telling them about it. So.
Oh, so there's a chance she's going to help him get a change jobs.
Right, so that's why you're probably pulling to her.
Oh, I just got done saying that. I feel like she's going to help him get a job.
Well, she's like godsend, I'll have to admit.
Huh. Okay, I do feel like it could change for him, and that would be the direction to go. I feel like this woman is very karmically connected to you and brings a lot of good fortune to you. So,
I've known her for a long time, and
I'm feeling very connected to the business side of you, and help with your relationship even.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So be open to that.
Okay.
All right. I'll give you some numbers. You can just write them down. I'll let you go. I got a 10, 13, and 16. Okay.
10, 13, and what?
10, 13, and 16.
Oh, okay. All right. 16 is my birthday, so that might be it.
Yeah, just put a buck on it and put it through a numerologist. You get a reading within a reading.
Okay.
There's a lot of power in numbers.
I appreciate that. I wish I had some good lottery numbers. I sure do appreciate that, though.
Okay, but things are going to get better financially, and you're going to be doing okay. You and your relationship, your significant other.
Well, that's
it's going to get better, okay?
All right. I sure do appreciate you.
What's that?
Thank you. I sure do appreciate you talking to me.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Have a good night.
You too.
Okay, everybody, if you would like to call in and get a psychic reading, it's 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. Don, is there more calls? Don, are there any more calls? You can just keep giving me calls. Hello? Hello?
Hello. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I am phoning from Alberta, Canada.
Nice. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I just thought with a general reading with you.
Do you see anything for me?
Well, if you do have a, you know, I'm getting some judicial and legal feelings with you for some reason, like maybe something's in the court or something is being decided and negotiated on.
Right.
And I'm feeling agreements and judgments. So if you're waiting for anything to be decided upon and negotiated out, you're going to get some activity on that. Okay, and I feel like if there is, or you know, I'm not sure whether it is just yet, you know, between now and the end of May, if anything comes up in that area, I feel like it'll go well for you. It'll be in your favor.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, boy, I'm getting like a cycle or a phase that's coming to an end in your life, and another one is starting, so... You may feel like you're changing a little or feeling differently or your moods are changing. I just feel like you're changing cycles here, and it's for the better.
Oh, goodness.
You know, I'm also hearing promotion and rewards, too. If you're waiting for a raise or a promotion, I feel like within the next 30 days, a possibility. I'm hearing this.
I'm actually in school right now, so I'm hoping that I'll find a job soon.
Okay, you're looking for a job?
Well, I've still got about a month more training, so yeah, hopefully by the end of it, I'll have some sort of position.
Okay, I can barely hear you. And
oh, I'm talking really loud on this.
I believe it. I know what I'm hearing. What I am hearing is there are some job issues, and I'm feeling good with it. I'm feeling positive. Whatever's going on now in your work world is going to go well for you. Okay? If you're changing jobs or looking for jobs or looking for an increase, you can expect either and or any of that.
That's great.
It's interesting because I feel like I'm in a crossroad in my life also. They're showing me crossroads. I wish I could hear you better. Did you say you were changing jobs or making a decision on something?
Well, I'm changing careers entirely, so that's why I'm in school.
Oh, I see. Okay, I heard you that time. You're changing careers.
Dreaming at you now.
That's why they're showing me Crossroads. I was wondering why they were showing me Crossroads and beginning and endings. I keep hearing beginning and endings here with you. Focus on confidence. It's going to be your biggest ally. I'm feeling it's going to be a good change for you. I'm feeling rejuvenated. I feel excited about it. So I feel like you're doing the right thing.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, it's the excitement is rejuvenating me. This is how I feel. And it's much needed, too. I feel like I'm releasing some negativity, a baggage, or just... I just feel like I'm being released from what you're going from to what you're going into. What you're leaving behind was, like, getting a little heavy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stale and old. I just feel free, and it kind of rejuvenates me also and gives me the confidence to go on.
Mm-hmm. That makes total
sense. Anything paperwork-wise, negotiation-wise, agreement-wise connected to this or between now and the end of May should go well for you.
Oh, good. I'll have to sign contracts, I'm sure. So.
Okay. Are you? Did you just end the friendship, or get separated, or in a divorce, or something
no,
like that
not,
going on
no.
close to you or with you?
Not that I can think of.
Does it connect with anything? Because I feel like something is being decided by the courts. I'm not sure what this is. I'll just leave that with you. If you have something going on, a decision will be made.
Oh, it could actually be semi-related to somebody that I would probably be working with. If his divorce went through, it would probably make a big difference in both our lives. So.
Okay. Because there's a separation or a divorce of some kind, and this thing is being decided connected to that that's going to be around you or affecting you.
I hope that's a good thing.
It is. Agreements are being reached, the settlements. And also, it's peaceful, too. I'm hearing peaceful. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's agreements all attached to it. You know, I'm being pulled, like, to the end of May with this, so there might be a lot of activity pertaining to it around the end of May.
Okay.
That's not all I'm getting on you, really.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to be... The new career, is it connected to the court system or legal issues? Or?
Not at all, no.
No, okay. Now, I thought you were saying that you were going to... I was just looking for a validation there for you.
No, my mother actually probably will be in a court situation here. She looks to be suing someone, so...
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you're connected to it in any way or involved, or I just feel like anything judicially would be favorable.
Oh, good.
Okay, and I'm also think it's being pulled to your friend there that's got some issues going on.
Okay.
It must mean something to you for him to get this straightened out. So.
Possibly. One can only hope.
Okay, and I'll leave you with a 20 and a 2 and a 3.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much. I very much appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Tell your friends about us.
I will do.
Okay, have a good night.
You too now. God bless.
Thank you. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in and get a reading, the number is 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. That's if you're a new listener. If you're a regular listener, you probably know the number by heart. Hi, caller.
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Linda, talk to Mike.
I can barely hear you, but what's your name?
Karen.
Karen?
Yep.
Oh, that's better. Welcome, Karen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How's the sound so far?
So far, so good.
You enjoying it?
Huh?
You enjoying the show?
Of course.
Good.
Yep, yep. So how are you?
Doing good.
Good.
Feeling strong. Enjoying what I'm doing.
That's awesome.
I think I'm going to get a better phone, too. I'm going to upgrade here. Okay, Karen.
I'm listening very close.
Okay, I'm feeling... I'm feeling like I need strength, and it's going to be given to me. I feel like I need peace of mind. That's also going to be given to me. I'm feeling somebody might have been exhausted or a little depressed or a little down, and there's going to be an improvement there also.
I hope.
Okay. So it is a situation going on?
I'm just totally exhausted because I've been babysitting, and my friend's been tired after work, so I'm still babysitting. It seems like she's in bed right now, and it's just like I need sleep myself, but I can't sleep because I'm ecstatic because I think I might be finding a relationship very soon. And I hope I'm right.
Okay, this was you having the problems?
Yeah, a little bit. I've got somewhat inner peace within myself, but I want total inner peace, and I just want to find that right man, and I think I have.
Okay. As soon as I connected to you, I was told that tele inner peace was coming.
Excuse me?
As soon as I connected to you, as soon as I said hi, I heard tell her inner peace is going to be given to her.
I hope so.
And strength, and courage, and energy. So... you're definitely in a cycle that's going to be very kind to you, and spirit is reaching out. And you're going to start feeling better. Probably within the next 2 weeks, and anybody else around you that's suffering in any way should feel an improvement also. Okay?
Do you see anything about this? I mean, it's possible this new man wants to meet me. He wants to really... he says make a go at it. I'm talking to him online right now, but I'm talking to you and everything, and he really said he truly wants to meet me. He really wants to make a go at it, be a family, and he's the same age as I am, and I'm really falling for him. He's falling for me, too, and I just don't know even what to think.
And this is a man that you met, a gentleman that you met?
Yes, actually only 3 to 4 days ago, actually, but we've been talking nonstop between the phone and the internet, and it has been one awesome conversation, and he talked to my son tonight, and my son told me, he goes, no matter what, Mom, he goes, I just want you to be happy, and he goes, this guy seems awesome, I can't wait to meet him, and he wants to come up here and be with me Easter Sunday. I mean, him and my son and friends,
okay.
And...
This is putting a lot of pressure on you.
Well, I quite know that.
I feel like this is really intense for you, and I'm not feeling all that bad with it, but for some reason I want to, before I make any major decisions,
yeah,
I want to wait until
the end of May.
I don't know if that fits in your plans or not, but just for some reason, I just want, before you change like a major thing in your life, like moving or something like this, if you can, I would wait until the end of May. If you can't, then it's understandable. But
right. I mean, he wants to meet me. He wants to come up here and spend some time with me and get to know me. And if everything goes cool as plans, then we want to make our life.
Yeah.
And we just are, like I said, talking like, 3-4 days ago, and it seemed like we're clicking. I mean... and other guys I've talked to don't click that way that he does.
Okay.
and there's various, I mean...
Okay, well, I'm feeling what he does for you, and I feel like, you know, I feel like you're excited, and he's probably part of the healing that I'm being shown that's going to come to you. But you know in your heart, and you got to use common sense. You know how to do it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been hurt and burnt so many times, Mike, it's unreal. I mean, and this guy has nothing but, I mean, he told me, he goes, you're just the person I've been trying to find, but he was with a woman for like 9 years, and they had, you know, 4 kids, and they never got married, and, I mean, he got kicked out of her house. She said, I don't want you around me no more. I want to be the most independent mother of them all, and I don't want nothing to do with you no more. You need to go on with your life.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty crappy if you ask me.
Well, does he have an ex, or do you have an ex?
I am divorced. I've been divorced for 2 years.
Okay.
See, and he has an ex-girlfriend. They never got married, but they had, like, 4 kids.
Okay. Well,
I'm... Yeah, 4 kids, and...
The only thing I'm really feeling is one little warning here is that there might be a little jealousy somewhere with you and him for some reason.
No, we've already talked about that because I have a lot of guy friends. After, I mean... When I was married and since I divorced, I got like a lot of guy friends. He goes, so he was just through your ex-lover. I said, no, they're my friends.
Okay,
and he doesn't understand that. And he goes, well, it'd be the same way if me and you got together. And what if I came home one day and there was somebody in here? And I said, well, it's not going to happen.
Well,
I will be friends with the guys, but I won't be hitting them over because this apartment would be ours together.
Right.
And I see them one day. I said, who are you talking to, your other woman online? He goes, no, because I want that woman to be you, and I don't want nobody else in my life. I want you in my life, because
okay.
I really care about you, and he goes, I want you to know that.
Okay.
Because there's just something about you. I really want to be with you bad.
Okay, well, I just feel it, you know, between now and the end of May also being an issue, and not only between you two of you, but with the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
And, also, let's see here. Is somebody looking for work? Is he looking for work? Or
I'm on disability. Okay.
Is he going to work?
He was working, but he's also trying to get disability. He messed his back up really, really bad, and he can't work.
Okay.
So he's fighting with disability now to get it.
Okay.
And I'm going to start college in like 2 months to better my life so I don't have to stay on disability forever.
Okay. Is somebody starting a business? I feel like there's going to be something with money and business and income. And
I hope it's going to be me, to tell you the truth. I mean, I'm going to start college, like I said, like in 2 months. So I'm going to take off and I'm going to take computer science classes online.
Oh, okay.
And I want to, I mean, eventually I want to open my own business and be me, you know, and do something I want. Disability just does not bring enough money for me to make it.
No, I know. And so you thought about the business then?
Yes, I have. I mean, I really, because I have.
Okay.
I don't know a whole lot about the computer, but enough that I have taught 3 people into the computer.
Okay.
So why not better my skills by taking classes about computer science and teach more people and do tutoring and stuff like that?
Okay. Well, listen, you follow through on that, and you do have the potential and the talent, and I believe everything you need to get into it and do well with it is manifesting, so...
Yeah, because see, back home, a few months back, I was going to go to a college not far from my home, and I was going to actually write a book about the bipolar I have, but I thought, that's not going to be enough information to put in a book of all that I went through since 1998 till now.
Okay, well,
so I kept on thinking, you know, I kept on praying to God that He's going to help me in that direction. And I just decided one day, hey, why not do computer science? Maybe that would be a better goal, a better job, better money.
Okay. Well,
and be happy within myself. I mean, I've got the whole inner peace thing going on with myself. I'm happy in every perspective in life. But
okay,
I just want a man to complete my fantasy dream.
Okay. Well, we got a lot of callers, but I want to get out to you that there's a male that's going to kind of like help you with your training or your business dreams and goals.
So
be open to your friend and some other males that are around you. I feel like they're just going to help you in some way. Or
and
give
I
you an idea
that, I mean,
or connect with you somehow.
And
connect you somehow.
Yeah.
to opportunities and connections?
I hope this is my soulmate. I don't know. That's what I'm scared about. I don't know because I've been, like I said, through abusive relationships after my divorce, and that's just, like, I'm tired of it.
Okay. Well, it might be this new friend that's coming into your life, so
I hope
be
so.
Open to that. And
I mean,
let me give you these numbers,
like
Let me give you these numbers, and I'll let you go because we got a lot of callers, and just be open to your new, especially this new friend in your life. I believe it's going to be above and beyond, and he might even want to do something with you, even financially.
He'll be my soulmate, though.
Yeah.
Because we talked about if we ever go on like we want to right now. Because like I just was talking to him, and it was really weird. Because like, we were talking, one thing he said to me. Let me find it.
Well, just be open to what he has to say about the future and finance.
He's already told me what he wants. Because like he goes.
Okay. I hate to cut you short, but I want to go to another caller because we got a lot of people calling.
Yeah, because this is what he wants out of life. He's told me.
Yeah.
He wants to be with me, and it's like I've only talked to him 3 days, and I feel like I've known him forever.
Okay. Well, use good judgment. I'm feeling good about it, and don't make no major decisions until the end of May, and I feel like you'll be doing just fine. Okay?
Okay.
You have a good night. God bless. Good luck with everything.
Thanks, Scott. Mike. You have a great night.
Okay. God bless. Take care.
You too.
Okay, everybody, if you'd like to send some feedback to the radio station, the email is contact@bloginservice.com. Drop us a line. Let us know what you think about the show and the station and any comments or ideas you may have. Hi, caller.
Sorry about that. I'm trying to cut that down to a minimum, but it's difficult.
No problem, Don. You're the greatest.
I love you, Mike. I love you.
I love you, Don. Okay. Caller, how you doing?
I'm good.
What's your name?
My name's Melina.
Melina, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tennessee.
Nice. How do you like the show?
I like it. I'm actually a member of your Yahoo group.
So awesome.
I'm enjoying. This is the first chance I've had to catch a radio show.
Awesome. Welcome to the group and the radio show.
Thank you.
Glad I met you. What name are you in the group?
Melina Cat.
Oh, okay.
You've read me a few times before.
Yeah. Okay, let me tell the audience about this. I mean, if you want to get a hold of me, one quick way of doing it is adding me to your Yahoo Messenger friends list as going_within_2. And I'll accept it. And instant connection. And you can find the groups and everything on the free shows. I do free shows in the group chat room a couple times a week. And we have a lot of other friends that are really getting involved and... But I'll save that for later. Let me jump into Melina's reading. Melina, you're an artist, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm feeling that right off the bat with you. Plus, I remember seeing some of your work, but you are surrounded with art. Even if I didn't see your artwork, I would have been shown your artwork, your talent. Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm getting I feel like I'm doing something new or starting something new or want to. It's almost like a total change in a way. Are you moving and changing jobs? And
There's a lot going on, yeah. There's been a lot of moving around and
yeah.
The possibility of more to come.
Yes, I believe there will be. Almost like I'm on a journey, a new beginning type thing. That's the feeling I'm getting with this. I'm excited about it. I feel good about it. I feel like I'm moving in the right direction. feeling a fresh start. I'm hearing fresh start. Also, I believe you're going to even discover some more talent that you have or start, or you might have already and you're dabbling in it, but I feel like you're right on the verge of either, you're either doing something with a new talent or developing a new style, or you're going to discover one probably by the end of May or start being pulled to one, so be open to that.
Okay.
It may be connected to my future. I feel like it's connected to the changes that I'm going through also. It might be because of the changes or...
Right.
Or connected to them somehow. This new talent or this new skill that you start using or developing. Also be willing to. If you need to learn something new, don't get in the way of it. Go ahead and do it.
Okay.
I'm hearing starting again, a chance to start again. I'm getting chances. People are giving me chances. Situations are giving me chances. I'm getting a chance to start again. I'm getting a lot of doors opening for you. Opportunities with doors opening. So you seem to have a good grip on manifesting your future. You understand that being positive and thinking positive and
right.
acting positive is a tool. You're going to use that well. It's almost like you can open doors before you get there. So I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but you might want to focus
okay.
on that. You know, I want to sleep on things, though. Between now and the end of May, I wouldn't make any rash or rush decisions or moves, but I would want to sleep on something before I did it.
Right.
For the next 30 days.
That's kind of what I've been doing.
That's what you've been doing?
Yep, kind of.
Good. That's good.
There's actually a big move I may be making, and we've kind of... My husband and I have both been trying to decide if it's the right thing to do or not.
Okay. So you haven't really made the decision yet?
Right.
Okay, and if you do, it's going to be a major change for both of you.
Yeah.
Okay. When do you have to decide by? Can you wait until the end of May?
Probably.
Okay. Interesting. I'd want to wait to the end of May if I could. But I don't want to throw a monkey wrench in your plans either, you know. I'd be satisfied even just sleeping on it. But if you could, I would kind of like wait until middle of May, end of May,
mm-hmm.
that time frame. I don't know how this lines up with your plans, but something to think about, and at least sleep on it for a little while longer.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. My husband is actually overseas.
Okay.
He's in the military, and we've been discussing whether or not I'm going to move over there or not.
Oh, I see. I see. I don't have a problem with that. I'm feeling good about that. But I want to be... What I was concerned about was investing or buying or committing to something financially right now. Does that make sense to you?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. Well, between now and the end of May... Read the fine print on anything that you get that you're going to purchase, or you're going to buy something, or you're going to commit yourself to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, scrutinize everything. Make sure you're getting what you think you're getting, and all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. Between now and the end of May, financially, business, and financially, work world, business, this area here. between now and the end of May. Especially don't rush into anything. Don't make any purchases without sleeping on it.
Okay.
Just be on guard and alert financially and business-wise, and you're doing fine. As far as, like, moving to be with your husband, go to another country, I wouldn't have a problem with that. I feel really happy about it.
Okay.
I'm excited. I feel excited about it. I feel it's good for me. I feel like I'm having a lot of good times. I'm making a lot of new friends. And everybody involved is very comfortable and happy and satisfied and excited about the change.
Right.
I wouldn't have a problem with that. If that's what you're looking for or thinking about. The only thing is I would stay on top of my finances from now until the end of May, and other than that you would do fine.
Right.
Okay.
That may also have to do with us needing to put back the money to make it happen, too.
You're getting the money to make it happen, right?
Yep.
Okay.
But actually, our bigger concern has had to do with medical issues, because I am pregnant at this point. So we have to make sure that's all lined out.
Interesting. You're expecting now?
Uh-huh.
You're expecting?
I sure am.
I can barely hear you. I think you said you were expecting.
Yes, I am.
Very nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I think this is the first time I read a woman that was expecting and I wasn't shown it. It's interesting. And I think it's because of all the thought that you have on relocating to be with your husband.
Yeah, that's kind of a big focus right now.
You're really absorbed by this. I think it would be good for you, and I think it would work out.
Okay.
Where the money is going to come from and when it will come, I'm not being shown that. I try to keep the readings to like a 30-day time span.
Right.
And I'm just being absorbed with the thoughts and the possibilities and the plans that are being made with this. And what was the time frame for? When was he wanting you to come there? Whenever you could.
Basically, it probably needs to be done in the next couple of months, or I may not be able to travel any longer, depending on how things go with pregnancy.
Ah, I see. Okay. I wouldn't have no problem doing it with as soon as possible, if that's what you're thinking. The only thing I would want to wait until the end of May on would be financial situations, and I just feel like maybe even if it's like a loan or even a major purchase, I would scrutinize it. That's the only thing I'm worrying about with you.
Okay.
As far as just picking up and changing my life or that type of a major change, I would have no problem with it doing it as soon as possible.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
That's about all I'm going to be able to get for you for now. I'm just feeling that it being a win-win thing for you, changing your life that way, but at the same time, be very careful financially until the end of May.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Good sounds luck great. With everything.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
You too.
Have a good night. Okay. If you're interested, I'm available in private. If you're interested in contacting me, you can also email me at goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. Hi, caller. Caller?
Hello.
Hi. How you
Hi.
Doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Where are you calling from?
From Indiana.
Indiana. What's your name?
My name's Barb.
Barb. Welcome to the show, Barb. Let's see what we got for you.
Okay.
Wow, looks like it's, Bob, are you, I feel like, are you planning on moving too? This was a night for moving, I think.
Yeah, I am.
You are?
Yes.
Okay, that's what's being shown. It'll be a good move. It's going to lead to an expansion, your social life, your even your finances are all touched by this move.
Okay.
Is it going to be, is it a major move? Is it out of state or overseas? Or?
No, it's not a major move, but it feels like a major move to me.
It feels like one. Okay. Wait. Let me see here. I got a lot of stuff around you. This was a night for busy cycles, moving, and... Let me see. I just want to focus in on something for you, Bob, here. Hang on for a second.
Okay.
I feel like the move's going to be good. It'll be... You'll be satisfied. It'll be... I'm hearing successful on it.
Okay.
Also, you know, I'm also, you know, spiritual... You got a lot of spiritual enlightenment coming, too. Are you connected... strongly the spirit? Are you involved in metaphysics or?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you got a lot of that around you. A lot of talent. You're going to see an increase in that.
Okay.
I'm being given something. I feel like between now and the end of May, it's either insights or inner peace or enlightenment, but it's definitely I'm being given to it from spirit, and it's an increase. I would pay attention, stay centered intuitively, and pay attention to your dreams.
Okay.
Let's see. You know, now with you, I'm getting the baby. The other caller was expecting, and I didn't pick up on it. That was unusual.
Uh-huh.
Is there a baby in your realm coming?
Not in mine.
What's that?
Not in mine. Not unless it's someone else in the family.
Okay. I'm getting some baby imagery, so somebody close to you or you, between now and the end of May, maybe saying, guess what?
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Hang on one second, Bob. I'm being pulled to a mail and money, and I'm just trying to focus on it. I don't know. Is this your hubby that's... I'm getting financial growth. Financial growth and advancement going to you.
Okay.
Also, by the end of May, I'm getting rewarded for a lot of... I feel like I've been working real hard on something, and it's going to pay off.
Yeah, that's right now.
I can barely hear you, but I'm just going to get out what I'm feeling and do the best
works.
I can with it. I am getting growth. It might be a little slow, but I'm achieving and I'm advancing, and it's due to effort and hard work and patience. So I feel like whatever you're connected to or involved in, you're on the right track, and it's going to pay off for you. It's going to reward you. I feel like it might have been, or it might be a little rough right now, but don't give up. Do the best you can with it.
Okay.
I'm here, and keep trying. It's almost like I'm working on something or trying to achieve something, and at times I want to quit or stop, and I'm being told not to. To continue at least until the end of May. At least. Don't give up on anything right now until the end of May. or decide at the end of May whether you're going to continue or not. But I feel like it's going to be paying off and rewarding you and successful. Okay. I hope that helps you. I can barely hear you.
Oh, I said that makes a lot of sense. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. I hope it helped you then.
Yeah, it has.
And whatever you do, you're on the right track. Don't give up. And if you've got to make a decision, give it till the end of May before you decide that you're going to change or give up on something. I feel that you're going to see rewards coming to you from what it is you're working on. It's going to pay off.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Tell your friends about us.
I will. You have a great show. I enjoy it a lot. Thank you very much.
Okay, you have a good night and take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling. Okay, folks, I'll say good night to you. I'll see you Sunday night, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for listening to the show, and make BBS radio station your radio station. Tell your friends about it. Have a good night, everybody.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.